This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Poncho, need your prayers? It's true.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Save a few for Lefty, too. 2016.
Boys tell how
the year of revolution.
And left his living in a cheap hotel.
The year that 1776 came back on the map. 2016.
So the story ends, we're told.
Poncho needs your prayers, it's true.
Your prayers is true.
But save a few.
Save a few for Lefty too.
He only did.
He only did what he had to do.
And Trump just keeps on delivering.
And now,
TPP's in flames. Carbon taxes collapsing. They're announcing bills in the House and Senate to control the border and shut down the sanctuary cities' federal funding. I've never seen a president in 6 days on delivering like that. My gut's never wrong, folks. And I knew they were stealing it, but the tsunami was too big. New story out on InfoWars.com. Here's why Trump picked Rince Priebus as chief of staff. Kit Daniels, keep your friends close, enemies closer. He goes into Louis XIV and all the rest of it. Very interesting article, InfoWars.com. In closing, in the 4 minutes we have left, StoneColdTruth.com. Got your books at InfoWars.com. We appreciate all your great work and the work you did behind the scenes. Other points that need to be relayed to folks.
Well, we have an inauguration coming up. It's going to be an incredible celebration. I know that the president-elect wants it to be as broad and as inclusive as possible. So those who wish to be invited to the inaugural should send their names and addresses to InfoWars.com, and we will pass those on to the inaugural committee. There can be any. They can send them to me at Stone Cold Truth. Any patriot who wishes to attend the inauguration, this is going to be a people's inauguration. This isn't going to be a...
You know, my son wants to go, and Trump on air invited him to come up and, you know, see him in his office or have dinner or something. I never really, the times I've talked to Trump, I never, he's like, yeah, I'll come have dinner soon. I'm like, okay. I guess if Trump says that, I should try to actually call up and have that happen. I mean, that would be great to happen. But, I mean, just going to the inauguration, I mean, should I even go to that, Stone?
Well, Alex, you should. But I think that the president-elect is more interested in the average campaign worker, the foot soldier.
No, I totally agree. That's who we should get to go. So they should send that to you.
Yeah, well, they can send it to me. They can send it to either of us. It's just we're a funnel point. Tom Barrack, who is a close friend of Donald's, a longtime friend of mine, the chairman of Colony Capital, which is a real estate opportunity fund in L.A., will be announced today as the inaugural chairman. Very able fellow, probably Donald's closest friend. And I know that he wants to run an inclusive people.
Well, if you're giving us a news story right now, Donald's about to appoint his inaugural head, and he's going to have it very grassroots.
That's my understanding. He's not so much worried about the executives in the multinational corporations. He's more concerned with the foot soldiers, the people who went door to door, the people who attended his rallies, the people who worked so hard for this victory. So this is going to be a people's inaugural, and I think Tom Barrack will see to that.
Any other points, my friend?
I think we've kicked it around pretty good, Alex. I must tell you, I'm still celebrating. I've still got stars in my eyes. Look, I worked for three Republican presidents, 9 Republican presidential campaigns. I thought the election of Ronald Reagan was perhaps the greatest day in my life, other than the day that I married my wife. Now I have to supplant that. This is an even bigger victory against even longer odds and even against a more entrenched enemy.
Sure, since the media is freaking out asking what Trump, and they're calling, what did Trump say to me? First thing he says, how are you doing, Alex? And I said, this is one of the happiest days in my life, except for my kids being born. I just feel like America's been reborn. And he said, I know. He goes, I'm working really hard, but I got so much energy. It feels so good. And he sounded like he was in really good spirits.
He's in a great mood, and I think he's very excited about the future.
It's good to have somebody in there that didn't have to get us, isn't it, Roger?
Well, it's good to have an optimist who realizes America's greatest days are ahead of us.
That's right. I'm going to come back and hand the baton to David Knight. Roger, it's great working with you the last year and a half. I love you to death. Love the audience as well. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Buckley Hammond is in here with a live feed going to our new app exclusively, Infowars.com Prime and Infowars.com/APP. And we're all learning how to use it. It's pretty simple. But all the reporters can upload live feeds, tapes, special feeds, special events, speeches. When I'm at dinner barbecuing, I'm just going to start talking to you while I'm barbecuing at home. This is like reality TV, but information warfare 24/7. You're welcome to pull the clips off, put them on your own YouTube channel. We'll put some of the select stuff on YouTube and Facebook. But this is about us moving onto our own platform more and more because of the increased censorship of YouTube and Facebook. So I'm going to finish up here with David Knight for just a moment. Then we're going to do a little special live feed just for members of InfoWars Prime, available at InfoWars.com/app, where we have the free iPhone and Android version of it that has the video feeds of the Daily Show, the articles. This new system has updates, alerts it sends you, just the discounts, 50% off on many of our best-selling items, specials we don't offer anywhere else daily. to just the folks that have the app. So that's the main reason to have the app. For $4.95 a month, that's half price out of the gates. Comes up to 40-something a year. That's half price, and that just pays for the bandwidth. This is really about us paying for a platform where we have our own videos uploaded to our own site in real time so that it's harder for them to shut us down. This is a high-tech version of us giving, you know, you giving us your email to get the free newsletter with exclusive articles and videos and promo codes and coupons, because that's the low-tech way to get around censorship. If they shut our sites down, we've got the most hardcore InfoWarriors email. We can send you videos, articles, and things in an emergency to get around things. There's been times we've had to do that. So InfoWars.com/newsletter as well. So David Knight, you probably want to go in there for a few minutes, Buckley, to get audio in the control room, and then come back in as soon as I get off with David Knight in about 2 minutes. I'm going to do an exclusive talk for members of InfoWars Prime, the new app. David, incredible times happening. I don't want to make it about us, but it's another test of Trump. If he goes after NAFTA and GATT, which they're now announcing the renegotiation today, they're telling Canada and Mexico, get ready. They're scrambling. He's announcing, they're saying TPP is dead. They didn't get it ratified. He will kill it now. So they've announced it's dead. The carbon taxes, he's announced he's going to order the federal agencies that are involved, who ignored Congress 7 years ago and went ahead with the carbon taxes, that that's illegal and that the Environmental Protection Agency must stop that. So that's seismic. So he's already delivering. It's amazing. I don't like the Priebus thing, but, you know, I get why they're doing it. It's because he knows how the whole system runs. It's the biggest bureaucracy, biggest government, biggest thing ever, trillions a year. But bottom line, I'm really excited about what's happening. The fact that Trump, without me asking, I wasn't calling up his chief of staff, got a cell phone number, the guy that is his, is his chief advisor, Bannon. I wasn't bugging people, wasn't calling Trump, wasn't asking for interviews. Boom. Donald Trump calls me. Secretary says, Donald Trump would like to talk to you, Mr. Jones. You'd like to talk to him? Yes, boom. Very gracious. The media is crapping themselves. He ignores them. This is the media trying to destroy Trump. But is it about how I want access, or I'm not asking, make an InfoWars reporter, you know, access to the White House briefing room. Why? Just so they can be on TV? I just want to be able to cover things and have real questions be asked. And I mean, sure. The point is, we're not even jockeying because we've already got our own media system that's beating them. But to now see hundreds of articles flipping out about, oh, my God, is Alex lying, or did Donald Trump talk to him? He's been on the show. They can't stand that we're breaking with them. And the more we break with them, they'll go from almost collapsed to completely collapsed. Like I say, Count Dracula at high noon into dust. If Trump absolutely starts pulling away from them because he doesn't need them, they're going to be his enemy. Everything they do is twist against him. And I think he's balanced it well, but he shouldn't give up his Twitter like they keep saying. They want him to stop communicating. They want him to stop being the first real president in decades. What do you say, David Knight?
Well, yeah, Alex, you know, him reaching out to you, that was very gracious. And, of course, he's graciously reached out to the family of the New York cop that was just killed the last couple of days. So he does that type of thing. And that's just it says something about who he is as an individual. You were on the Trump train long before I was. I got on it when I realized that he was truly authentic about the trade issues. And we have seen him now. They continually say, just as they put out these false narratives, oh, Donald Trump is going to drop out. He's only in this because he wants to increase his brand name recognition, that he's just trolling us all. They say he should drop out as he got the nomination. Then they say, well, he should drop out coming up to the election. And then after the election, oh, he needs to step down and resign. He's not going to do it. And he's not going to step back from the promises that he's made. He has repeated and reiterated what he's been saying consistently all along. And again, Alex, it was that consistency that I had seen going back 30 years. I realized that he had been running ads complaining about unfair trade deals.
Exactly.
This guy's real.
Exactly. He does some things that are wrong, but it doesn't matter because he's not out to get us. He's real. It's the genuineness that is important.
That's right.
On the other issues, we can try to change his mind, which I've seen him do. I mean, look, it was leaks and Julian Assange and the whole movement of Snowden that put him in. I mean, everybody's an MVP. Drudge Report's most important, obviously. You can then say, you know, that Julian Assange and Snowden and the internet and the grassroots, the Liberty Movement, all of it. And sure, we were there getting the word out to the, you know, general public, but we were getting the intel from WikiLeaks out from that. So that's the MVP. And so Drudge and InfoWars helped put it out. Breitbart helped put it out. You helped put it out. But look, at the end of the day, the MVP was the Lakers. So he's got to now juxtapose that. Like, next time I talk to him, I'm going to bring that up. Well, sir, I understand that you think it's treason if somebody's giving out secret data, but what if it's illegal? That's what got you in. You know, it would be really gracious if you did a pardon for Snowden. And I think that's something Trump should really do, just because believe me, Trump isn't using the internet. Trump's not going to do anything illegal. Trump literally, you know, sits there and weighs everything as a businessman. He has nothing to fear from a WikiLeaks situation. They admit that people broke into all his stuff and looked at him too and said, that's what Assange said. Oh yeah, Trump's been broken into. We haven't. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. The guy's ridiculously mm-hmm. good. So they know all that. I mean, the guy runs casinos. How, you know, in the modern 30 years, you got to be so clean that you can, you know, eat off the floors, folks, basically, to be able to run a casino, okay? Because they really keep eyes on that. The point is that Trump is so clean, they don't know what to do. He needs to pardon Snowden. Listen, I'm going to turn this over to you. I just want to tell folks, free shipping extended one more day because it didn't get taken down. It kind of did, but it was in the system that was still special. So free shipping still extends. Huge specials across the board. 34% off Storable Foods, 30% off Nutraceuticals, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. And all of this is your victory, supporting us over the years. We're beginning to win the war. We haven't won the entire war yet, but it's a historic time. David Knight from the Central Texas News Center, take it over.
You know, Alex, as we look back at Donald Trump, and as I was saying with Lionel when we talked on Election Day, one of the things that I think really put Trump over the top and also gave him immunity against all these attacks that the mainstream media said, well, that's it. He's done now. He said such and such, and everybody's going to desert him. We understood that he was authentic. It was from the very first debate, the very first question they asked Bret Baier, asked everybody for a show of hands, will you stand behind the nominee if it is not you? And he raised his hand and said, well, I'd have to think about that. And I got to say, when I saw that, that was really amazing. That was for somebody to be honest about that and say, well, I don't know. I'd honestly have to think about it, when every other politician that was there on the stage would, of course, say the safe thing. Oh, yes, of course, I will back the nominee. And they didn't. Almost to a man, they didn't. Now, there were a few who did, but the big guys did not. They said, oh, of course, we would never think of not backing the nominee. And you heard the same thing from the Democrats saying, well, Donald Trump is complaining because there's corruption in the system. We'll see. He needs to back Hillary Clinton when she wins and not try to create trouble. Now who's trying to create trouble? Now who is out there calling for the assassination of a president-elect? It's all these people on the left. Where is the Southern Poverty Law Center in all this? These people that are out there incessantly, they tell us, ferreting out hate crimes everywhere. Silence from the Southern Poverty Law Center when it's the left doing it, isn't it? Just as it's silence when the people in California say, and these are the Democrats in California, the people in Silicon Valley in California saying, hey, we want to secede. We don't share the values of America. And it's like, hey, I'm all for secession. Go for it. This is the first time we've had anybody talk about secession where they haven't muddied the waters with talk of white supremacy and all this other nonsense that they bring in when secession comes up. Look, there's been secession throughout the world over and over again. We've seceded in one way from Great Britain. And, of course, that's accepted that it's okay for colonial powers to leave the other people. But, of course, we've seen it over and over again. We've seen Norway and Sweden secede from each other peacefully. We saw Czechoslovakia break apart into the Czech Republic and Slovakia very peacefully. There's a reason that that should be allowed. When we look at the situations, as we point out when we're talking about Brexit, and I drew parallels to what Boris Johnson was saying about Brexit to Texas, there were 8 points that he made, and I went down point by point and talked about those. And I said, those are very good points, and they all really apply even more so with Texas than it does with Britain getting out of the EU. Because you get to a situation where, understand that just in the state of Texas, you have, and I forget what the numbers were, but I think it was something like about 10 times the number of people just in Texas that we had in all the 13 colonies combined. And so that was a problem. And it doesn't get any better, really, by adding technology. Technology doesn't necessarily make it any more representative. Technology may make it easier for dictators to govern you, but it doesn't necessarily make it any easier for you to govern the dictators, except when it comes to the internet. As long as we've got a free internet, we can have people looking up information, and that's what needs to continue on from this. And I got to say, when we look at this election, we need to double down and not get complacent and say, all right, Donald Trump eked it out this time. He won. He didn't eke it out. It was a landslide. But still, we were able to, because of a massive landslide, overcome the fraud, the 3 million plus illegal aliens voting in places, the states that they flipped to Hillary Clinton. We're still able to overcome that election fraud, that voter fraud. So go back to sleep. There's nothing to do. No, we have a lot to do. We still have systemic problems in the electoral system, and as the winners, we should double down and get something done while we're in power about this. So that'll be one of the first orders of business. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, 6 days after the election. We're going to take a look at some of the statements of violence, not just anger, that we see coming out of the left. We're going to look at what's behind that. We're going to look at the I think we ought to start calling them the mainstream media. You know, the people who label everybody as bigots and racists, whether they are or not, people who call you deplorable, the people who call for violence, the people who call for violence and assassination, openly doing it. Where is the FBI? Where is the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Anti-Defamation League? No, they're nowhere to be found, are they? Rather selective in their outrage of this. I also want to take a look at some other breaking news, and we're going to talk in the next segment about all this talk about pushing back on the Electoral College. People who are angry about the Electoral College, don't want it to exist, don't understand what it is, calling for electors to be faithless. They've even got a little website and a petition called faithless.org or .com or something. We're going to take a look at that. And we're also going to look at one of the other issues besides trade that has now come onto the table, and that is the climate change agreements and the executive orders surrounding that. You know, we got to say to Obama and these other people, if you're going to live by the executive order, that's what I tweeted out this weekend, if you're going to live by the executive order, you're going to die by the executive order. You want to shut down the process for treaties and say, we're not going to call it a treaty, we're going to call it something else, an accord, an agreement, a partnership, or whatever. Fine, you do that. And you do it by executive order, and we'll just shut it down by executive order because it really was a treaty. Before I get to the news, real quickly, this is the last day. We've now gone for 6 days, so today is the final day that we're going to offer our election super specials. We've extended it one final day at InfoWarsLife.com. Massive discounts on a wide variety of products. 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off DNA Force. That's a big savings, folks, because DNA Force is a very expensive, difficult supplement to produce. You can look at the reasons why BioPQQ is so effective. So many studies, 170-plus clinical studies. We can take a look at that on our site. Educate yourself as what's involved there and why it is so special, why it is so expensive to produce because of that rare ingredient. 30% off of that, so that's a big savings. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That is a huge savings, especially when you look at something that is large, heavy, bulky. We're giving free shipping in addition to that 30 to 40% off select storable food. And that free shipping is store-wide. It's not just for the food. It's for everything, all the supplements that you have here, even for things that are not on sale. But then again, we have many items on sale. Going down the list, 30% off Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. 30% off ProPure King water filters, Gravity Feed water filters. And 15% off all Moulin Labe apparel. And we also have a Lost Leader special. You know, all these people who are saying, Trump is not my president? Well, this is your chance to get a T-shirt that says, Trump is my president. That was not expected when we produced that. It was going to be a protest shirt if Hillary managed to flip the election over to herself. It was going to be an affirmation of how we voted if Donald Trump won. But now it is a counter-protest to the people who are rioting and burning throughout the country. And I have to say, you know, I'm no stranger to this. I'm old enough that I remember the 1960 riots. I remember all the college protesters and everything. And I remember looking at it as a child and thinking, what do these people think they're going to accomplish? And quite frankly, from my perspective, I think it exacerbated the problems of the Vietnam War, being the fact that they created it with a false flag. And they were waging it in a way that they had absolutely no intention of winning it. They were just using the soldiers as cannon fodder for the military-industrial complex. And I could see that as a child, as a teenager. And I felt that the protesters were not helping that at all, because what they were doing was they were creating an anger and a backlash. And I got to say, these people that are out there in the streets, thank you so much for helping to get Donald Trump elected in the first place. You had a lot to do with that. You were Exhibit A as to what we didn't want America to become. So thank you so much for getting out there, for burning American flags and flying Mexican flags and assaulting innocent bystanders and showing us what true anarchy, what a real third world government will look like in America so that we don't want to have open borders. Thank you so much for doing that. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart to George Soros for continuing to fund this, because now what you're doing is you're consolidating the mandate behind Donald Trump. After you got him elected, you're now consolidating that mandate. Good job, guys. And I also want to say thank you for pointing out the hypocrisy of the mainstream media, or maybe we ought to start calling them the mainstream media, because it's now down to the point where it is just vicious hatred coming out of these people. Now, where was Leslie Stahl when we got all these different film directors and CEOs, I mean, people of that stature, going on social media and calling for the assassination of Donald Trump? And Leslie Stahl comes after Trump for a couple of isolated incidents that I'm not aware of. I mean, we got thousands of people out there calling for violence and CEOs and film directors calling for violence against Donald Trump and assassination. She has nothing to say about that. That's the bias that continues. That's why they're going to continue to fall. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the Electoral College.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Forzulne tanto, forzulne razzi, latibus obsedis, forzul amici, forzulne razzi.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this fourth hour. 6 days after election, and we still have the left rolling in fits on the floor, trying to swallow their tongue, trying to lash out at everybody. We've got film director Paul Schrader calling for violence to stop Donald Trump. And, of course, I think it's interesting that this is a guy who was involved with films like Taxi Driver, The Last Temptation of Christ. yeah, that was a fine film, wasn't it? Last Temptation of Christ. Great job there. And Taxi Driver, you know, where you got this vigilante, this very dark film. You have this vigilante who is into pornography. He falls in love with his child, a prostitute. Hinckley said it inspired him to come after Ronald Reagan. So maybe this film director is hoping that he can inspire somebody to come after Donald Trump, and he's allowed to say this kind of stuff on Facebook. Listen to what he had to say. This is an article that's up on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Film director Paul Schrader calls for violence to stop Donald Trump. Here's what he said in his Facebook post. I've spent the last 5 days meditating on Trump's election. Upon consideration, I believe this is a call to violence. And he says, I felt the call to violence in the 60s, and I feel it again now. Oh, maybe that's part of what they try to reflect in Taxi Driver. But he goes on to say, we should finance those who support violent resistance. Interesting. Not only calling for the assassination of a president, calling for violent resistance, but also saying you should finance that. He said, we should be willing to take arms like old John Brown. I'm willing to battle with my children. Well, you know, John Brown was an idiot who got a lot of people killed, mostly his friends, okay? And he laid the groundwork for the Civil War because he got people in the South very concerned there's going to be an uprising, even though he wasn't successful in getting an uprising going. And I have to ask, you know, as I did in the last segment, where is the Southern Poverty Law Center? Always the guardians against hatred and violence, against the calls for assassination, so they say. No, no, when somebody on the left does it, it's just absolutely fine. So also with the Anti-Defamation League, they don't have anything to say about somebody like this. It's just fine for him to call for that. We got the Trump campaign manager telling Democrats, this is Kellyanne Conway, tell your violent protesters to stop. She says, it's really time for President Obama and Secretary Clinton to say to these protesters, this man is our president. Well, you know, they're getting close to the point where they're calling out Soros on it, and that's really what they need to do. They need to call Soros out, and they need to call out people like Paul Schrader, and they need to say, if you're going to call on social media, openly call on social media, how many times do we see little guys? Okay, there's a different standard of law, isn't there, for the ordinary person versus the well-known person. See, Hillary Clinton can do whatever she wants to national security. She can have the biggest leak of national security we have ever seen, both in terms of quantity and quality. The biggest overthrow of national security we've ever seen. And yet she gets a pass. You know, bigger than the spies on the inside, Phil B. Burgess McLean that betrayed the British intelligence back then. It was bigger than that. And yet she gets a pass. And then we see small guys, little guys, who the guy in the submarine who takes a couple of pictures as a souvenir for himself. And those are things that were classified, would be classified as confidential. That is the lowest level of classification. And I'm telling you, at one point I got classification for confidential. It was my first job. It was a co-op job that I had when I was in college as engineering. And I had to get a confidential classification, and it was nothing. The stuff that they classified as confidential is like, seriously? They think this is a secret? They think nobody knows this? This is a joke, and it was a joke to get confidential classification. They went over and they talked to a couple of my neighbors who had known me for a long time. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, he had to do basically nothing to get there. On the other hand, Hillary Clinton gets Huma Abedin, somebody who had only been in the country for 2 years, somebody had close ties to a foreign government, the Saudis, and gets her top secret clearance. And that's a big difference. There's orders. It's exponentially different between the different levels of classification, going from confidential to secret and then from secret to top secret. It's kind of like, if you think about it, an earthquake, seismic, measurements. They go up exponentially. Okay. It's a big difference between a Richter scale of 7 and 1 of 8. Okay. And that's the way it is with the classification settings because they've only got 3 of them. Of course, there is above top secret. Hillary leaked that as well, but they give her a pass, and then they nail these other people. So we got people like this film director. We got people like this CEO. This is another article that's up on Infowars.com. Company places its own CEO on leave after he threatens to assassinate Trump. He says, I'm getting a sniper rifle. Gonna go kill the president-elect. I put it on here, this guy's the CEO of something called Packet Sled, a risk management company. Hey, maybe you didn't do the risk analysis when you opened her big mouth on social media. I mean, give me a break. You write something like that on social media? If this was a college student, if this was a black guy in the inner city or a white guy in the inner city or whatever that was poor, you would have the FBI coming in and you would be arrested. We had a guy, I remember when Gerald Ford came to our university to campaign. And there was a guy that I knew indirectly, knew of, he wasn't a friend of mine. And he shows up at the rally with a toy pistol. The Secret Service wrestled him down to the ground, and we never saw him again. I don't know what happened to the guy. I don't know if he was incarcerated. I don't know if We've had Steve Pacheco talk about, you know, the kind of nut jobs that want attention or think they're going to do something. The Travis Bickles, you know, the people, the taxi driver type guys. And he said, yeah, we take them over for psychological evaluation. They just disappear. I mean, words to that effect. But so I don't know what happened to that guy. He never came back to school, though. I can tell you that. But one of the things we need to say is they need to start getting tough about this because they're talking about killing people. And these are people at the upper level. You're going to tolerate that. Those calls to assassination from people who are CEOs, from people who are bigwigs in Hollywood, and saying that we're going to fund violence, I don't think that should be tolerated, quite frankly. I don't want to live in a violent world. I want to see a lot of change. I want to see, you know, honestly, I want to see more change than these people do. But I want to see it done peacefully. I want to, let's try peacefully at first. Want a path to some peaceful change here. Let's go with that. And let's shut down these people who are calling for violence, who are plotting this, and we need to do it by saying we're going to pull up criminal charges for inciting violence. We're going to pull up criminal charges for calling for the assassination of a president. We're going to go after Soros for funding this violence, okay? We're not going to let them create a situation of martial law. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to foment this violence, hoping that there will be a backlash and a martial law, and then they'll say, look, he's a dictator. We always told you all along he's a dictator. No, they need to use the law to shut down these people who do this, just like they would if it was Joe Blow sitting at his computer who didn't have any power. Isn't that interesting? The people who really don't have any power to make this happen, nothing happens to them. Or rather, they get arrested. But the people who do have power to make it happen, they get to say this stuff and keep going. Now, a couple more news items before I get into the Electoral College and why it's a good thing, why the founders have saved us yet again. And I don't believe that Hillary won the popular vote by a million votes. We have an article up at InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson quoting someone who looks at voter fraud who believes that there were 3 million illegal aliens who voted. And let me just break that down for Gary Johnson, because remember he went apoplectic when somebody used the term illegal alien. Alien means that you're not a citizen. Illegal means that you're here without getting any legal, following any legal procedure that we have for people to visit our country or to immigrate into our country. It's a very useful term. It really defines it. They're not simply immigrants, and they're not simply undocumented. They're undocumented because they've chosen to ignore and thumb their noses at the law. So we've got undocumented voters. We need to do something about this. As I said before we went to commercial break, now is the time for us to say we're not going to allow this massive interjection of computerized machines operating under easily hacked software to run our elections. And we ought to be able to do this with the cooperation of people on the left of goodwill. People in the who are Democrats, people who are independents. Everybody ought to want honest elections and ought to want to do what is necessary to get rid of this corruption that we see. We ought to start by getting rid of these voting machines. We need to reinstate the processes like we're trying to do here in Texas, reinstate the processes of allowing us to have capability of auditing the vote afterwards. Why wouldn't you want to have that? Let's just go back to paper ballots because that's what you're going to have to audit the votes anyway. So let's take a look at this thing about why Trump picked Reince Priebus as chief of staff. This is another article up on InfoWars.com by Kit Daniels. And basically, folks, this is the old expression, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Kit points out that by selecting him as chief of staff, he's using an age-old strategy to keep former enemies close so they don't rebel. He draws parallels to Louis XIV and others who historically have done this. I've got to say, I did a double take when I saw this. As people were floating Priebus's name, I thought, no, seriously, he can't be considering to do Priebus because Priebus was running the RNC. And the RNC gave not a cent to Donald Trump after having given $50 million to the previous two Republican candidates, Romney and McCain. That was essentially, it wasn't just that they didn't give any money to Donald Trump. It was like giving a $50 million gift to Hillary Clinton, wasn't it? Because that $50 million isn't just running pro-Trump ads, it's running anti-Hillary ads. That was something that would have helped Republicans. They may not have lost any seats if they had done their job, if they had run against Hillary Clinton as the person who is in charge of a party that has embraced her corruption. I mean, they could have used that all up and down the line, but they chose to set that out. And so I don't see Priebus as an ally of Donald Trump. I really do believe, like Kit Daniels said, that what he's doing is keeping his enemies closer. I think that's a wise thing to do. And, of course, Bannon is going to be there. He's kind of split the duties of the chief of staff between Reince Priebus and Bannon from Breitbart. So that'll be good. That'll be good to have opposing views and also to keep his enemy close to him. One other news article I want to get to before we get to the Electoral College, and that is something that came up the end of last week. It was on the Drudge Report. You may have seen it. Internet Movie Database is suing the state of California over a law requiring their website to remove an actor's age. Now, many of you may have used IMDb. I use it all the time. We look up information. We cross-reference movies and directors, you know, like this guy who was calling for violence against Donald Trump, who was a Taxi Driver. Anyway, IMDb is a great source of information, but one of the things they have on there, you look up an actor or an actress, and they'll tell you their name. And in Hollywood, they don't like that. But that's too bad. I'm really sorry for them, but this is a very important principle. It's one of the reasons I think that Matt Drudge picked up on this. It's very key. If we allow this to stand, you have to understand it sets a principle that the government can come in and regulate content. It is a massive violation of free speech. They're not saying something untrue about these people. I mean, if they had their age wrong, that would be one thing. This is not slander. It's not libel. It is telling the truth about somebody. And if you can't tell the truth about somebody, even if it's something as unpleasant as their age or the number of spouses that they've had or the number of plastic surgeries they've had or whatever, even if you can't say something if you can't say something's true about these people, then they have really put the camel's nose under the tent. And this is something that is going to be used to overturn anything in principle. If you accept that principle, then basically you have eviscerated the First Amendment, because the First Amendment stands unless you say something that is untrue about somebody, and it should be that way. So that's a very important case. And again, notice where it's coming from. California. That's why I said, and I got a lot of people push back on Twitter. If you want to follow me there, it's Libertarian is my Twitter handle. A lot of people push back on it when I said, let them go. Please let them go. Don't. I said, they don't want to wait for the San Andreas Fault to do the work for them and separate them from the United States. They want to go ahead and do it right now. Go ahead. What can I do to help you leave? And, of course, there's a lot of conservative areas in California, Northern California, Southern Oregon. They have tried to secede. The state of Jefferson is what they wanted to call it. Not secede from the United States, but just to secede from those two crazy governments that they're stuck with in California and Oregon. And I believe they ought to be able to do that. That's why when you look at Ukraine leaving Russia, it's like, okay, fine. And the American politicians, the State Department celebrated that. But then when Crimea wanted to leave Ukraine, they said, no, you can't do that. See, it's always that way, isn't it? Going back to the Civil War, as that was coming up, the western part of Virginia said, no, we don't want to secede from the Union. We're going to stay. And so Virginia said, okay, fine. We believe in the principle of secession. That's what this country was founded upon. And so you can go your own way. We'll, you know, create your own state. They created West Virginia. And, of course, it remained that way. The federal government said, we'll recognize West Virginia, but we won't recognize Virginia's right of secession. It's always that way. It's always the double standard. Let's talk for a moment here about the Electoral College, because what's happening here, we've seen throughout social media the last few days, a lot of pushback against the Electoral College. People very angry that we have this instead of a direct democracy. And then the next step. Openly calling for the people who are electors from the various states to say that they're not going to vote for Trump. And we saw the same thing as the leaders of the GOP were calling for the delegates from the states to not vote for Donald Trump at the GOP convention. Openly calling for that, the leadership. And let me just say, right up front, it isn't going to work. It didn't work in the primary. It didn't work for the nomination of Donald Trump as president to call for faithless electors. And it isn't going to work for an even better reason at the national level. But let's talk about why the Electoral College is a good idea. First of all, as we've all seen the map, this meme that's going around social media, and we've seen this for the last several elections, if you paint the different counties, you look at a county-by-county map of the United States, red for Republicans, blue for Democrats, and you see that virtually all of America is red from a geographical standpoint. There's only the high concentration of populations in the Northeast and on the West Coast that turn blue for the most part, and then just a few blue spots in everywhere else, and of course, Illinois as well. But other than that, the vast majority of America is red, geographically speaking. And as the meme that's going around says, look at this. Donald Trump has got better coverage than Verizon. Can you hear us now? And see, that's an important reason why we have the Electoral College, is because if you don't have something like that, then you're essentially shutting down the separation of powers that was by design. See, we were never intended to have a pyramid structure of centralized, concentrated power. The thing that the founders of this country feared the most, and the reason they had these long debates before they, there's the map right there. Internet wants you to know Trump has better coverage than Verizon. I think that's true, but they're going to question that. They're going to do a fact check on that to see if he does, so we'll see. But anyway, bottom line is, when you go back to the original debates over the Constitution, the Federalists versus the Anti-Federalists, what they were concerned about, the Anti-Federalists, was that it would all just consolidate over a period of time to Washington. What have we seen? That's precisely what we've seen. And they said it was going to happen that way because there weren't going to be sufficient checks against it. That's why we have not only the division of power at the federal government, dividing it between the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branch there, but also dividing power between the central government, the state government, and the people. And we'll talk more about this when we come back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend.
and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I have one final segment here. I want to finish up some of my comments on the Electoral College. I'll have more to say about this tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, as well as talking about the climate change agreements that have kind of quietly come into place, but now this is an excellent chance for Donald Trump to take them down very quickly. And we know from reports that the Trump administration is already looking at ways to do it. It's very easy. They were done by executive order. Just undo them by executive order. We'll talk more about that tonight on the Nightly News. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you that we've been running this special now for 6 days. It's the election super specials that we've had. Massive discounts, store-wide free shipping. We've sold out of a lot of things like Knockout. You know, a lot of people needed a good night's rest after all this stress, and it's a well-deserved rest for many of you who supported Donald Trump. Just don't stay asleep too long. We need your need you back at the stations, because this fight is going to continue in many different ways. But we have other things that even Knockout, even though it's sold out, even though it was not on special, we have a lot of products that are on special. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. DNA Force, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine formula, 30% off. 30% off ProPure King water filters, and 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, along with free shipping store-wide. And we have a loss leader sale on our Trump Is My President shirt. You can get that now just for $9.95. So we have a lot of specials. Take a look at them. This is the last day we're going to be running those, and we thank you for your support. You know, it would not be possible for us to run this organization. This is how we fund it, is with your support. We try to give you, and we do give you, the very best products that we can find that are out there. Natural ingredients, very effective. And that's the way we fund the operation. Doing it ourselves, eliminating corporate sponsors that can pull the rug on us at a key time. And that's why we are setting up this new InfoWars Prime app, so that we don't have organizations like YouTube or Facebook pulling the plug on us at key times, as they are likely to do. We're setting up a more independent news organization. So we'll be telling you more about that in the days to come. And, of course, we've introduced it today. Alex is shooting some stuff on it right now. So we'll break this down a little bit more for you, tell you a little bit more about what that is in coming days. But real quickly, in the short amount of time we got left, when we look at this Electoral College thing, get the big picture first of all. Understand that the founders did not want a pyramid of power with the federal government at the top. That was the thing that they were most concerned not happen. Yet that is what has happened. And it has happened increasingly as we eviscerate the power of the states. Understand that it was 13 sovereign states that created the central government that we now call the federal government. They did it mainly for the purpose of self-defense. And understand that just as we've had all these other sovereign states create the United Nations, and I think that was a big mistake as well, that this whole thing could go down, that the United Nations could go down the same road. I've talked in the past about what I've seen in North Carolina, the county that I lived at, where they used to have jurisdictional boundaries, and in each one of these subsections of the county, you would elect an individual person. And so these areas, even the ones that didn't have a massive concentration of population, would still have a say in their government. And what the liberals did is they moved in from a university town into one corner of that county. They first changed the law to make all the electors in the county at large. Then they dominated everything. Think in the other direction. What if we were to have the United Nations, instead of each country having one vote, which is essentially what the Electoral College was set up to be, if instead of having each country have one vote, let's say that we did it as a direct democracy, China and India would run everything. Now, would you trust China to accurately report their vote totals if it was simply a pure population instance? Do you support them to run honest elections? No. I don't support Illinois, New York, or California any more than I trust Red China. That's why we have the Electoral College. I'll break that down more for you tonight. Join us at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the InfoWars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.